WMRA News. I'm Bob Levicky. After Tuesday's contentious city council meeting, Charlottesville Mayor Nakia Walker now says she will not run for re-election in November. The Lee statue in Richmond finally came down Wednesday, and we have reaction. Meanwhile, Bath and Highland County schools are delayed or temporarily closed due to COVID-19. This is the WMRA Daily for Thursday, September 9th. Charlottesville Mayor Nakia Walker said Wednesday she will not campaign for re-election for city council this November. The Daily Progress reports that Walker made the announcement on Facebook. She cited Tuesday's contentious city council meeting, but she said she had also been considering withdrawing before then. At the meeting, citizens harshly criticized city manager Chip Boyles for the firing of police chief Rochelle Brackney. Walker apologized for the firing during that meeting, even though she wasn't responsible for it. In her Facebook announcement, she cited the behavior of her fellow counselors accusing them of racism. Walker is the only black member of the city council and the only independent. The four other members are Democrats. Well, the statue of Confederate General Robert E. Lee no longer stands on Monument Avenue in Richmond. Virginia Public Radio's Jad Khalil reports.
A small crowd gathered early to witness the historic removal. Robert E. Lee's statue came down within hours. The early birds had packed to one side of Monument Avenue. A viewing area set up for their removal had too many trees obstructing their view.
The people united will never be.
Michael Hayes said Confederate statues were a symbol, but racial inequalities and injustice needed to continue to be addressed.
It shows black and brown people that there's no hope. So it's important for these statues to come down as we move towards equality with our people.
After crews placed the statue down, they broke it into smaller pieces. The crowd thinned out as morning went on. They had music and fish to grill. As the pieces were strapped onto a truck bed, the weather changed. Rain wasn't enough for the holdouts to be sent home. They gathered under an awning to watch the truck take the remnants of the statue away. I'm Jad Khalil.
Thad Williamson is a professor at the University of Richmond and a civic activist. He watched the Lee statue's removal with some of his students. He said Richmond entered the 21st century when the statue came down.
It sent for decades, over a century, a signal about this is what this place is for, this is who it's run for.
Christian Harold studies at the University of Richmond. She watched the crew remove the statue with some of her classmates. She was excited to see it go, but clear about what is still needed.
I think it starts and ends with policies. There's no point in taking down the statue of a racist if you don't have anti-racist policies to back that up. There's no point in honoring black and brown Richmonders when you've destroyed black and brown communities in order to build these spaces.
Chief among protesters' demands, an independent civilian review board with disciplinary power over police in instances of misconduct. A proposal for a civilian board will be presented to Richmond City Council at their meeting next Monday. Michael Hayes said Confederate statues were a symbol, but racial inequalities and injustice needed to continue to be addressed.
It shows black and brown people that there's no hope. So it's important for these statues to come down as we move towards equality with our people.
After removing two commemorative plates, all that remains of the monument is its pedestal, now covered in protest art, and crews plan to unearth a more than 130-year-old time capsule from within the pedestal today. Bath County Public Schools have paused in-person instruction through September 17th due to the pandemic. WMRA's Randy Behage reports.
The approximately 500 students enrolled in Bath County Public Schools switched to virtual education this week. Superintendent Sue Hirsch told WMRA that the decision was prompted by two issues. First, two of the division's bus drivers tested positive for COVID, and Hirsch could not find substitutes for them. She explained that, with Bath County encompassing more than 520 square miles, many students have an hour-long bus ride to get to school, so many would not be able to make that commute while the bus drivers are out of commission. Second, the bus drivers are among three staff and nine students who have tested positive for the virus, causing many students at both the elementary and high school level to go into quarantine. Assuming they did not contract the virus, most of those close to the students and staff who tested positive will be cleared to return to the classroom by Monday, September 20th, when in-person instruction is scheduled to resume. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hakey.
Just north of Bath County, neighboring Highland County Public Schools have delayed the start of their school year until October 1st. The News Leader reports the county made the decision due to the surge of COVID-19 cases in surrounding areas, including Bath and Augusta counties, where the community transmission rate is high. The delay in opening is also partly because of opposition to a mask mandate by Highland County parents. After hearing protests from some parents, the county school board voted 2-1 at its August 31st meeting to delay opening schools until October 1st to further consider the issue. The school year had been scheduled to start Tuesday this week. Well, finally, the Virginia Department of Health is adding 170 additional community testing events this month due to the rising cases of the highly contagious Delta variant of COVID-19. VDH says anyone who is experiencing symptoms of COVID-19, regardless of vaccination status, should get tested. Those who are fully vaccinated should also get checked between 3 and 5 days after a known exposure. Health officials in Virginia say more testing events will be added based on community need and to reduce stress on providers. And you can find a full list of locations available at vdh.virginia.gov. For WMRA News, I'm Bob Levicky. Thanks for listening. Stay safely connected and enjoy your Thursday.